This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leone McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Moselle Spiller and Tara Schroeder, and we're talking about the Green Mountain Conservation Group. They have a plethora of events coming up. You can find more information on any of these by going to gmcg.org. That's gmcg.org. Moselle, Tara, thank you both for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Let's get right into it. Tuesday, October 29th, Green Mountain Conservation Group has a natural area grand opening. This is going on from 1 till 2, and it's happening off of Route 25 and Green Mountain Road in Effingham, New Hampshire.
Yes, this event is very exciting for us because it's taken nearly 20 years to happen. So the story of this conservation land began back in 1999 when a commercial waste transfer station proposed to move onto the property. And this 41-acre property at the base of Green Mountain contains wetland and is also located over the largest stratified drift aquifer in New Hampshire. So concerned citizens teamed up with Green Mountain to start an education campaign to map and research the natural resources and write letters to New Hampshire DES, and they successfully got the permit denied. So this was one of the first advocacy wins for Green Mountain, and it's taken 20 years to open the trail, but through help from AmeriCorps volunteers and local volunteers, we've built a trail, and we're having a ribbon-cutting ceremony next Tuesday, so very exciting.
Very exciting, and not just a ribbon-cutting ceremony, there's also going to be costumes encouraged, so people can bring their costumes.
Yes, please. It's Halloween-themed, so we'll cut the ribbon, and we'll walk the trail in our spooky costumes.
So this is your chance to pull out that T-Rex costume you've been keeping in the closet and walk the woods with your T-Rex costume or something. So that's Tuesday, October 29th, Green Mountain Conservation Group's Natural Area Grand Opening, 1 till 2, and that ribbon-cutting ceremony is happening at the corner of Route 25 and Green Mountain Road in Effingham, New Hampshire. Moving right along, Tuesday the 29th as well, VBAP, I'm just going to pronounce it, VBAP, community presentation. That's 6 till 7 in the evening at Effingham Elementary School. What's this all about?
So this is our annual program with local schools. It's a volunteer biological assessment program. We've been doing it for 14 years now, and we have 8 schools participating this year from all across the Ospe watershed, a little bit north in the Greater Saco watershed, and over in Maine as well. The SOL program at Saco P Middle School is also participating. And the students will present all of their data and findings from their biomonitoring studies this fall on local rivers and streams. And you'll learn a lot about this very important hands-on program where the young citizens of our watershed become scientists. So,
and it's really cool because you get to break down water analysis in different ways because you have the little strips that tell you this type of things in the water, and then you have other means of telling you other types of things that are in the water. So
yeah, mostly this is looking at macroinvertebrates. So if you're okay into insects, the kids are going to present all of the things that they've learned about macroinvertebrates as water quality indicators. So
yep, because they can only survive in certain types of water with certain type of variables. So, and that will be Tuesday as well. So we've got Tuesday, October 29th, 2 events going on. GMCG is doing their natural area grand opening from 1 till 2. That's a ribbon cutting ceremony. Bring your costume to the corner of Route 25 and Green Mountain Road in Effingham, New Hampshire. Then that evening, 6 till 7 at Effingham Elementary School, they're going to have the presentation of that data with the students. Then Friday, November 8th, is a map and compass basics, and that's for volunteers from 1 till 4. And this is a free event that is happening. Where is this happening? I don't see it listed.
This is happening at the Blue Heron House, Green Mountains Conservation Center, and it is a free UNH Cooperative Extension Natural Resources Program. It is open to anyone, but is also great for conservation commissioners, people involved in land trust, private landowners, or basically anyone who wants to learn compass skills for navigating off-trail. So it's a 4-hour course. The first 2 hours will be indoors learning map and compass skills, and then we'll take it outside and practice our new compass skills.
And again, that's happening at the Blue Heron House Friday, November 8th. You can find more information at gmcg.org. I want to keep it moving right along because the time is being used up fast. Thursday, November 21st. This is where we get into very relevant topics today. The per and polyflora kill. Am I saying that right?
Close. Polyfluoral alkyl.
Substances. Tell us all about that.
So we have a PFAS workshop coming up from 6 to 8 p.m. November 21st at Reynolds Hall in Chicorua. And we have a couple of guest speakers who are very knowledgeable on the topic. Brandon Kernan is the New Hampshire DES Manager of Hydrology and Conservation. He's been working on this issue in New Hampshire since 2014. And he's going to present on what New Hampshire is doing in the state with PFAS in the environment and how they're eliminating exposure to these compounds. And then we have Shana Casper of Toxic Action Center, and she's the Vermont and New Hampshire State Director. She facilitates the National PFAS Contamination Coalition, which is a network of 30 grassroots groups from 17 states and Guam fighting PFAS contamination in their communities. She's going to present her inspiring, community leadership work at Toxic Action Center around PFAS. And this is not just, you know, a faraway issue. It's one that's hit home more recently with some landfills that have tested positive for PFAS leaching out of the landfills. And it's something that's affecting, we're finding with research, more and more people. PFAS were used or still are used to make products resistant to oil, water, and heat. And they're known as emerging contaminants because they're still being studied. They're unregulated, and their safe levels of exposure are widely debated still. Their carbon-fluorine bonds are very robust, and they don't break down in the environment. And they also have been known to cause health effects like complications in pregnancy, liver damage, and thyroid disease, among others. So it's an important emerging issue for our local towns in the watershed. And if you're interested in learning more about this contaminant and finding out how you can protect yourself and eliminate exposure or minimize exposure, please come to this event.
And it's really important now, especially because both New Hampshire and Maine have been taking actions to get towns to be more proactive about regulating the use of this type of thing. So this is really important to know about in terms of what your town may have to do for filtration systems and things like that.
Right.
Finally, we're almost out of time. Saturday, November 23rd is a holiday felting and crafting workshop and fundraiser.
Yes, that's also at Green Mountain Conservation Group in Effingham. And this is a family-friendly workshop for small children to adults. And we will be offering felting, nature journal making, and watercolor bookmark making. And we also will have local artists there to lead the workshops, including myself. And this is a fundraiser for our watershed work, and no experience necessary. And more information is at our website.
That's gmcg.org. That is gmcg.org. You can find information on all these events. A lot going on for Green Mountain Conservation Group. Mazel and Tara, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you so much, Tony.
Thank you.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leonie McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.